In 1519, Hernan Cortes made a decision that would echo through history. Upon landing on the shores of the New World, he faced impossible odds. Outnumbered and surrounded by uncertainty, he gave an audacious order: burn the ship. With no way to retreat, his men had one choice: fight to succeed or die trying. And they did succeed. Cortez's story isn't just about conquest. It's about commitment. It's about making bold decisions, eliminating excuses, and going all in on your vision. Welcome to Burning the Ships, the podcast where we explore what it means to take risks, push boundaries, and refuse to look back. I'm Jason Seward, your host. In each episode, we'll share stories, strategies, and insights to help you tackle your challenges head on, overcome obstacles, and make your own history. This is Burning the Ships. Let's get started. Welcome to Burning the Ships Weekly Ramble, and today I'm going to talk about grit. It's a very kind of a cliche thing when you're talking about life, business, anything like that, but you always hear, you know, I've got grit. Somebody has grit. But I'm going to break that word down kind of from my perspective, and I'm going to break it down by the letter in this episode. So we're going to have a little bit of fun with this and share my thoughts and opinions around grit, what it means to me, and my thoughts around it. Before we get into that, we're going to do JJ's joke of the week. And I should have been a little more prepared because there it is. He gives these to me to open up on the show. All right, JJ's joke of the week. Why do birds fly south every winter? Because it is too far to walk. And that is JJ's joke of the week. I like that one. All right, moving on. Let's talk about grit. So grit is something that, you know, when you hear people say it, this person has grit, or I have grit, they have grit, whatever it is, you know what that means. You know, most people know that means, you know, what does it mean? It means they're a grinder. They get through hard times very well. They don't quit. They are determined. They're competitive. All those things, right? And all those are true. You know, if I had to use one word to describe any success or any good things I've had in life that, you know, came from within, that word would be grit. I am gritty. I have always just grinded my way through whatever's in front of me and typically come out on the other end better than I was on the front end. And if I don't, I leave it behind and move on. I have very short memory, and I have tunnel vision with forward focus most of the time. But I'm going to break the word grit down for this episode by the letter, okay? So I came up with four words that make up the word grit, G-R-I-T, that I think are applicable to the word itself and the traits required in order to, you know, be gritty, to have grit. So we're going to start with the G, gratitude. So everything that leads my life is from gratitude. I am very grateful for everything in my life, even the bad things, because the bad things shape who I am and give me perspective and help me calibrate my thoughts and opinions moving forward, how I treat people, how I act, how I interact with people, how I react to things and people. But it all starts with gratitude. And that gratitude is when you look at, if you're able to look at every situation and find something to be grateful for, that's a good place to start, right? Even the bad stuff. And I'll get vulnerable and give a couple real life things that, you know, on the surface don't seem like things I'd be grateful for, but because I practice gratitude and I try really hard to find positives in things and things to be grateful for, I'm able to look at these negative situations and I'll share a few.
but I'm able to look at them and find positivity in them because I look through the lens of gratitude. So I'm going to share my situation with my father, right? My father passed away in 2020, and I remember getting the call. It was in January of 2020. And in fact, I was standing on the front porch of where I'm sitting right now, which at the time was an investment property that I purchased. I had just closed on it, and I had just met a contractor here for the first time to go over kind of scope of work, and we were getting ready to start work on it. Now it's my office where I do the podcast and stuff like that. But go back 5 years ago, that's where I was standing. I got the call from my uncle that my dad had been had an incident, and that they were taking him to the hospital, and it wasn't good. So I knew right away and it wasn't 10 minutes later I got the final word that he had passed away. So it was a bad situation, but that's not the situation. The situation was the, 40 years prior to that, of me being alive and being his son. We had some very, very, very difficult years when I was a kid. My mom, my sister, my brother, and myself dealing with all the chaos that was created by my dad and his poor decisions. Those decisions were driven by drug use, right? He made some great guy, great human being, had a great personality. Everybody that knew him loved him. Loved him for his personality. I have a lot of those personality traits, but he just went down a bad path. Well, it put us through hell, for especially my mom, for many years. She did a good job making it semi-comfortable for us to get through, but he wasn't around for the better part of my childhood, and she was a single mom for most of that as well. And that was a tough several years to go through. It was tough financially. It was tough emotionally. It was tough being who I am and wanting to have my dad there. And because I still loved him till the day he died, I loved him for who he is, all the things he gave me good. But I didn't love that part, that he wasn't around and I didn't have that in my life. But the way I've always, and this has a lot to do with my mom and the way she raised us and got us through that situation, but the way I've always viewed that period of life and those circumstances that weren't that great, and it was some very dark times when I was a kid, but the way I've always viewed it is grateful that I went through it. And I know that sounds crazy, but I'm very grateful that I hate it for him, I hate it for my father, I hated it for my mother, I hated it for my brother and sister and myself. But most of the good in me came as a result of those circumstances. Let me explain. This is where gratitude comes in. My mom, had she not went through that and everything, was perfect in their marriage and perfect in our upbringing, there were a lot of lessons that I don't know that I would have been taught, right? There were a lot of lessons in handling adversity and picking yourself up and just getting through things with grit. That I don't know that I would have learned as profoundly as I did if I hadn't have gone through those things. And I think my mom would say the same thing. Now, it was way worse on her than it was me as a child, but she came out the other end with a lot that she gained from it, both in toughness and awareness and appreciation on things and all that. Well, I got that times 10. I am the father I am, the husband I am, which all both of those things I'm flawed at as well, but I'm much better because of going through those times as a child with my dad and those circumstances. I am much more appreciative of good things in life because I didn't have them for a lot of years. I am much more grateful, and I have a lot more gratitude of very small things. I don't need a lot of things to make me happy. I'm very grateful for the nice, real nice things I have, but just the simple things, relationships I have and things like that come from gratitude of a really from a really bad situation I went through. God's honest truth, I would not change a thing. Not a single thing, because now that I'm a mature adult, I have so much good perspective around what I went through and what I've gotten out of it. Taught me to be a leader. At 8, 10 years old, I was the oldest child with a single mom. Everybody's looking at me as, quote unquote, the man of the house, right? That's a lot at that age. But I took that role on head on, and that's what I want. Now, I was a tough child. I was very difficult. I caused my mom a lot of tears and headaches, but I also stepped up and wanted to play that role. And that might not be a great thing for most kids, but it was for me, and it evolved into, you know, who I am today. So that's G, gratitude, being able to look at circumstances and good or bad and just be grateful for them. Find positivity in the good, for sure. That's not hard to do. But what is harder to do is finding positivity and things to be grateful for in the bad times. So it starts there, grit, G, gratitude. The next thing is resourcefulness. So to be gritty, you've got to be resourceful, right? Resourceful can come in a bunch of different flavors, right? It can mean you're very independent on figuring things out yourself. You don't need a lot of help. You can kind of work through things and, you know, whatever the case may be. I have a little bit of that, but what I have more of is I am very intentional about surrounding myself with people and networks that really cover the gamut on everything I might need in life, right? And that allows me to be resourceful in the sense of I have resources at my fingertips that I can rely on when I need to rely on them, right? So, for example, I'll apply this one to business. I may not, you know, occasionally we go through hard times in our business, right? And when I say hard, it's not like the business is crumbling or anything, but there's hard times where we got to make hard decisions, or we have a little roadblock we got to get around or over or whatever the case may be. Well, resourcefulness is being able to look at all those and immediately get to a point where I'm not wasting time waddling in the sorrow of the moment of what I'm dealing with. There's no time wasted there. Zero, none, can't dwell on it, because whatever it is there, it's in front of us. And I have to be resourceful in the sense that I've got to be, number one, grateful for it. I'm grateful for the opportunity to have to work through another challenge because I'm better on the other end of it. But now I've got to be resourceful. I have a network of people through my masterminds I'm in, through the relationships I've built, through a prior career, or my family, or my friends, whatever it is, I have resources in my network that I can call on to help me get through just about every situation. I can't really think of a situation that can arise that I don't have somebody I can pick up the phone and call. That's resourcefulness. That is required to be gritty, to have grit. Because if you're not resourceful enough to get through things using your resources, then you'll never get through things. Or if you do, it's not going to be very efficient. It's going to bog you down. You're going to get burnt out. You're going to always be trying to figure things out. Not very efficient, not very healthy. So resourceful, or first being grateful, then resourceful, and resourcefulness to figure out how to get through things. The next letter is I. Intentionality. So one of my very first podcast guests was Patrick Barnes. And he said something in that interview. He didn't mean to be profound with it, because I'm sure he was just speaking it as the thought was coming to his head. It stuck with me. He said, I asked him, I forget the exact question, but maybe it was like the legacy he wanted to leave to his kids. And how they want him to view, or how he wants them to view his legacy. And he said, I want them to think of me as someone that moved with purpose. That has stuck with me and that was over a year ago, year and a half ago almost. That has stuck with me ever since, and I think about that several times a week. Move with purpose. That's intentionality. Yes, there's time to relax. There's time to just settle down and take it in and breathe. But overall, gritty people, people with grit, they have intentionality. They have intention to their moves and their thoughts and what they're doing with their time, their energy, their relationships, their business moves, their personal moves. Everything else is done with purpose, and there's intentionality behind it. When he said that, everybody thinks, yeah, that's a good thing, move with purpose. But to hear him say it, it just hit me at the right time, the right moment. It just happened to be the very first interview I had on the podcast, but that stuck with me. And that is a very big component to somebody with having grit, is moving with purpose and with intentionality. So I don't just get up and go throughout my day from one thing to the next as it happens. I've had phases of that, and guess what? Not productive. I'm not efficient. I'm spinning my wheels, not getting anything done. When I intentionally move from one thing to the next, and I know what my goals are and what I'm attacking in that moment with purpose, I am much more efficient, much more productive. And people with grit, have this same trait. They move with purpose. They have intentionality. So that's the I, intentionality. The T is, from my perspective, tenacity. So tenacity is a big one. And all the things I've kind of spoke about leading up to this kind of play a part in tenacity. But tenacity is, in my mind, this unwillingness to quit, right? This, like, no matter what, this ability to put it behind you and not quit, and put negative things in the past, use them to lean on as a reference, as experience and as knowledge, and learn from it, but it's done and move on. So I'm going to use another example, a friend of mine, my very best friend, Patrick Barnes, who I mentioned earlier, in our very first episode. And when I started this ramble 10 minutes ago, 15 minutes ago, I had no intention of using these two examples. But as it evolves, I'm here. So I've just used one of my best friends, Patrick Barnes, who was my very first guest, Move with Purpose, Intentionality. I'm going to use my second guest on the podcast, which is my very best friend my entire life, Jake Mintz. This wasn't something he said on the podcast, but it's something about him that I've always admired and has helped me turn in and shape me who I am by being influenced by this with him. That's his tenacity. And I'm going to use a very specific thing with him when it comes to competition and sports. I don't know anybody better in my life that is able to move on to the next play or move on to the next game in life better than Jake Mintz. And that's tenacity. He has an ability, and I have learned to have this, and I'm much better at it now, and I'm much more efficient and effective and productive in my life because of it, but an ability to take a loss or receive something bad that's happening, assess it, learn from it, put it behind you, and move on to the next thing. I sucked at this when I was younger. I don't know any other way to put it. If I would lose a game or a competition, I would dwell on that, and it would take me sometimes weeks to get over it. And I didn't, and it wasn't, yes, I'm competitive, and that's part of it, but I didn't know the strategy to just put it behind me and move on to the next thing because it's done with, right? So Jake has always had this ability to, he'll lose something 20 times in a row, and he's able to take it, put it behind him, and move on to the next thing. And I'll use a very specific example of this when we were in, Jake and I initially, right out of high school, went to Ferrum College in Southwest Virginia. I spent one semester there, and that's it. But We had, I don't know if it was an Xbox or a PlayStation or whatever it was at the time. This was back in 1999 or 2000. But we had Madden, or it might have been NCAA football. Whatever it was a video game, football game. And I had figured out a way. It was one play I used over and over and over to beat him just about every game. Every game. He couldn't stop this play. All I had to do was hike it. I had one play, and it was just a glitch in the game or whatever. But I kept beating him over and over and over and over. And at the time, I loved it because it was pissing him off, and it was a way for me to get an easy win. But one thing that stood out to me, and it does so now more than it did back then, but I appreciate it now, he would get over that loss. It kept happening. And he would dust himself back off and go, and let's play again. Let's play again. Let's play again. He never quit. It's kind of like Lucy holding the football for Charlie Brown. She keeps moving it, but he keeps coming back trying to kick it. And he does that in every sport I've seen him play and everything he's faced with in life. He goes through it, and he tries again, and he tries again. And now he's a coach. He coaches young people. He coached high school basketball for a while, and now he coaches his daughter in softball and other sports, and his son in baseball. Same mentality. They might go to a tournament and lose every game in a weekend. It's behind us. What did we learn from that? Let's move on. Let's win the next one. He might be a major underdog in something that he's doing, not expected to do it. He uses that as fuel, and he figures out. If he loses, it's done. Now let me figure out what I'm going to do next time. That is tenacity. And I use Jake as an example because he's so close to me, and I've been able to have a front row seat watching him be that way. But I'm that way now, and I've learned it from him and others around me. But that is probably without that component, you have no grit because you quit, right? I used to be a quitter, and not in the sense of I wouldn't try again, but I would get so mad at losing. My way of dealing with it was sometimes I just didn't want to go play again, right? I didn't want to play another game because God knows I was tired of losing. I didn't want to face that frustration of losing again, so I would just not do it. Well, now with tenacity, I'm like, all right, I took an L. Let's move on. All right, I took another L. What can I do to get better? Another thing that has helped me with this in recent years, and unfortunately due to just being busy with the kids and, well, I'm not even going to make excuses, but I've taken a break from it the last 6 months or so, but was jiu-jitsu, which I'm getting ready to start back up again. You got to have tenacity in that. You know, 70% of the time I go into roll in jiu-jitsu, I'm a blue belt. A lot of times I'm going against higher level guys, higher level experienced guys that are kicking my butt. So I take a lot of L's when I'm rolling in jiu-jitsu. Well, if I had the mentality I had back when I was younger, I wouldn't go back because I'd get tired of losing. Instead, I know that it's a process, just like life, just like business. It's a process. And you might lose today, but that is one step or one domino closer to the ultimate win. And the win, not necessarily all the time, is a win. The win is just improvement, right? And my improvement and my win might be getting to the next belt level or being a purple belt or winning a competition or something like that. While the next person, their next win might be working towards being a UFC fighter or whatever the case may be. We all have different wins depending on the perspective of the person that's pursuing it, but you got to have tenacity all along the way of not quitting. And that goes for life. That goes for jiu-jitsu. It goes for sports. It goes for business. So grit, gratitude, resourcefulness, intentionality, and tenacity. I think those are the four components required, like non-negotiable, to be qualified to say, I have grit, right? So ask yourself, like dig deep. Are you grateful? Do you spend most of your time complaining about what's happened to you, or are you thankful that it happened for you, right? I remember my mom saying this when we were really going through some struggles years ago. We're going to be better for this, right? you're going to be a better person for this. I've told this story, I don't know about on this podcast before. And I get emotional just thinking about it. This is probably one of the most profound moments I've ever had in my life. And I try every time. I've told this story before. I used to tell it to new agents when I worked at Farm Bureau, and I would get choked up every time. So when I graduated college, the graduation was Mother's Day weekend, 2004, in May. My mom was there. My grandma was there. My family was there. Everybody was there. And big day for me. I graduated college. I didn't do anything with that degree, but I graduated college. And you walk across the stage, you get this little fake scroll, like a diploma. I ended up getting my diploma later, but in the mail. But it has a little ribbon around it. Well, I was handed that. I get done. I walk up to my mom, and I handed it to her and basically just thanked her for all of her support. Like, I love you, Mom. I'm only here because of you. And what she said to me is what gets me emotional. And I'm paraphrasing, but basically she said, there, all the things we went through and that you've been through, they happened for you. They happened for a reason. And there's no better person on this planet to have gone through that, that's going to make something positive because of it as a result. And that has stuck with me. That has been my mission since that day, to take all of that BS I had to deal with, and that she had to deal with, and that my siblings had to deal with. And I wear that on my sleeve, and I use my grit, my gratitude, my tenacity, my resourcefulness, and my intentionality to do just that, to make something positive as a result of something negative, right? And that was so profound to me because that is grit. Being able to look and have the perspective to look back at something so terrible and use it as fuel to impact as many people as possible. Like, this podcast is a good example of it. I get a lot of value internally just sitting here talking about these things, right? I don't prepare for any of it. I know a lot of podcasters do a lot of prepping for their interviews and stuff like that. It's not how I roll. I just sit here and I ramble my thoughts, and in interviews, I come up with questions as I'm sparked to come up with questions. But I do all this, and I get so much joy out of knowing that somebody somewhere might hear one episode over the years that I do this, and it might have value, give them value. And I do all that on the heels of that profound moment at Radford University when my mom said, this happened for you, it didn't happen to you, and that she couldn't think of a better person to use all of that as fuel to add value to other people and add value to other people's life. And that is what I aim to do. I don't care how much money I make for these things. Obviously, it's important. I don't make any money off this podcast, but I sit here and I do it to hopefully provide value. And that comes with gratitude. It comes from being resourceful. It comes with intentionality, and it comes with tenacity, grit. I apply it to everything in my life, and that is why I have any form of success, because I am gritty. And I try to surround myself with, you know, others that have that same level of grit or that same perspective around grit. And I try to limit the folks that bring me down, that all they want to talk about is, instead of being grateful for their life, they talk about all the negative things that are going on in life. And there's a time and place for that, and I'll give them the ear for it. But I don't want that to be the bulk and the foundation of all my conversations. I want it to be positive. I want to be thankful that the deal went bad. I want to be thankful that I've injured my knee and now I've figured out other ways to exercise and stuff like that that I didn't know about. I want to be thankful that I, you know, got sick and I had the flu. Find gratitude in that. So, you know, it's a silly one, but first time I had COVID, I've had it a couple times now. The first time I had it, it knocked my tail down like it did for many. I was sat in bed for 3 straight days sweating it out. That was a terrible situation. What am I grateful for about that? You know what I'm grateful for? Is I had never seen Ted Lasso. And when I got those 3 days in bed, because I can't sit still, I very rarely watch a series or anything, but I was forced to lay there, and I was introduced to the show Ted Lasso. And I got a lot of good stuff from Ted Lasso and watching that. So I'm grateful that COVID forced me to lay in bed and watch a show that I otherwise probably would have never even known of. And I got some good stuff, good laughs, and all that out of it. That's a silly example, but an example. So all this said, ask yourself. Define your level of grit. Ask yourself, do I have an ability to be grateful for all the good and bad in my life? Find something negative you're going through and try to dig deep and find the positive in it, even if it's really, really bad. I mean, there's a lot of folks going through a lot of bad things right now. Cancer, diseases, they're overweight, their dog died, their family, just something negative has happened. And I know that that's a lot to ask and a lot to think about, like, what can I be grateful? And there are certain things that, like, it's hard to find gratitude in. But in general, just try to see if there's one or two things you can find that you're grateful for in whatever you're going through. Be resourceful. Are you resourceful? When things hit the fan, does your brain go, oh God, they're hitting the fan and woe is me? Or do you just buckle up, tighten the chin strap up, and find a way through it? And find and lean on your resources or build resources to get through it. So are you resourceful? Do you move with purpose? Are you intentional in your actions? Or do you just float through every day just waiting for the next one? Ask yourself. I don't know. I can't define that for you. So dig deep, find it out. And are you tenacious? Do you have tenacity? When you take an L in life, in competition, in business, are you able to dust it off, put it behind you, and keep going? And you take another L, can you keep going and keep going and keep going? I've said this before. I don't know how many would-be millionaires quit a month before their business was about to take off. We'll never know because they quit. But at some point, business, and I'm speaking specific to businesses, at some point, businesses take off. If you have a good product or a good service to offer, and if you have good core values and things like that, at some point they take off. How many people quit right before they do? Hell, our lending business, we've been doing it, we're coming up on 2 years now. The first year was a little slow because we were building structure. We were trying to figure out what our processes were going to be and how we're going to run this business. So it moved a little slow at first. What if we had quit? What if we had quit, let's call it 6 months ago, when that's when we started having really mega breakthroughs and we started having a lot of investments come in and making a lot of loans. If we had quit, we would have never seen all the hard work really come to fruition and start, you know, having the success and the momentum that we've had. I call it the hockey stick growth. We did that and we got to this point because we're tenacious and we didn't quit. This podcast, I've been going at it twice a week for over a year now. I don't even know what the results are. I know downloads are good and we're getting more and more every month. But what if I quit 6 months into it because only 100 people were listening to every episode and it wasn't reaching a lot of people? I would have never known or gotten to where it is now, and I'll never know where it would have gone. Still don't know where it's going to go, but I'm going to keep doing it because I'm going to be tenacious. And that is grit, gratitude, resourcefulness, intentionality, tenacity. Do you have it? And if not, dig deep, practice it. All these things can be implemented and they can be learned. I don't care how old you are. You can learn and train yourself to be more grateful. You can train yourself to be more resourceful. You can train yourself to be more intentional. You can train yourself to have more tenacity. So identify where you are on all four of these and just overall grit in general. Assess it, think about it, and start taking steps and changing your habits so that you can be more gritty. And that is my ramble for the week. I appreciate you guys hanging on. This has been a little bit longer one, a little over 30 minutes it looks like, but I appreciate y'all's support and everything that comes along with that. And that will wrap up Burning the Ships Weekly Ramble.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Burning the Ships. I want to give a special thanks to our sponsor, 608B Capital, helping real estate investors secure fast, reliable funding to fuel their boldest moves. If you're ready to take your investing to the next level, visit 608bcapital.com to learn more. If you found value in today's episode, please take a moment to rate and review the podcast. Your feedback not only helps us improve, but it also helps us reach more people who are ready to burn the ships and commit fully to their goals. And don't forget to share the episode with someone who needs that extra push to take bold action. I'll leave you with this. Burning the ships isn't just about removing the option to retreat. It's about unlocking the courage to charge forward. No matter the odds, the past is behind you and the future is yours to conquer. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time on Burning the Ships.